Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. That was pretty good. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, December 3rd, 2 Oceans 13. You know, Christmas is coming when... Wait a second. Did you play the Christmas version?
No.
No. All right, so let's do that next week. Yeah, I asked for it this week, right? All right, I'm not crazy. That was supposed to be Garfunkel and Oates, and it's a signal that Christmas is coming with the mellow Christmas version of the theme song, but that was the regular version with Hard and Firm, so Christmas has been postponed. We're pushing back Christmas, you guys. 12 Guests of Christmas is going to happen, though, on December 17th, and it's sold out. Next week, I'm giving away a cabin right here on the Weezer Cruise, a two-person cabin on the Weezer Cruise. And Monday night, I'll be at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz in Austin, Texas, interrupting Something's Gotta Give. What? I don't even know what the hell. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Oh, corrections department. That's why I didn't understand. Because this sentence didn't make sense until I realized it was from the corrections department. Ecstasy in layer crack, not crack. Layer cake. Jesus. So in the movie, did you guys hear the show from Tempe? In the movie Layer Cake, there it's ecstasy and not crack. So it's wrong to have that in the crack category, and I apologize. All right, with that out of the way, let's get the guests out here because we're going to need all the time we can get with these guests. I've been trying to do a rematch of the most horrible guest episode. I've been trying so hard. They're horrible and successful and very hard to nail down. And so tonight I was only able to get one or two of them. But I've got some contenders here tonight. So please welcome Pete Holmes, Bert Kreischer, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Plus, maybe at some point, T.J. Miller. T.J. Miller might might show up. He's working on a TV series, and all my guests are just, they're huddled backstage wondering if they should come out. And the answer is yes, gentlemen. Please. Hello, stoners.
Hey.
My name's Doug, and it's time for the Doug Loves the Food and the Movie.
No.
Doug loves the food and the movie.
What's happening already?
And drinking beer.
You're already.
And you smell like that dirt weed.
Winning.
You smell like weed that smells like the earth. Thanks for having me, Doug. Good to be here.
That's Pete Holmes, ladies and gentlemen.
It's me, Pete Holmes. Great to see everybody. Thank you.
He's the semi-undisputed most terrible guest.
I'm disputed.
Yeah, no.
We're leaving a chair open for the most disputed. It's like Passover. Pesach. Why?
Yeah, but he is most disputed because most people dispute that he's the most terrible because when TJ interrupts, it's usually with something funny.
Oh.
And when you interrupt,
Pete,
it's...
Did you know at home?
Hi, Bert.
They cannot blow out the candles. They Wait. Just light them and leave
Bert Kreischer, ladies.
You're just filling me in.
No, did you know at Hanukkah you're they light the candles and then fucking
the last
leave
time
them
he was on the show,
and no one gets to blow them out. They well, leave the fucking candles.
That's a very goyish approach to being like, oh, you light the candles that we might blow them out.
No, they just light them and leave. They go to bed with a fucking fire hazard in their house.
I don't know why everyone's not going nuts. I love it.
Fucking, thank you, Pete.
I love
thank
it. You. I honestly, in my mind, I got a standing ovation. Because it's a celebration of life.
Did you score a booking on season two?
Express?
I'm just saying, it's a celebration of lights, not house fires and unsafety. You know what I mean? What?
Now, Pete, is it true they're moving your show to FXX? Because that's a bad sign.
Douglas, that is low and inside. Strike one.
Hey, I take it, man. I take it.
You take it?
Yeah, it's like fucking a fat chick.
What do you mean, fucking a fat chick?
You can't fail.
If your FXX is a fat chick?
Dude, FXX is like a chick with a thick back.
If I was a fat girl and you didn't satisfy me, I would complain. Even though I was a fat girl.
You clearly never fucked a fat chick. There's not a lot of room for complaint. You just leave.
I feel like...
Why have I isolated the entire fucking audience?
I know
within
why.
Within 2 minutes.
This is the best. Why isn't he always here when I'm here? This is the best because
dude, I will take your negative thunder and wrap it around me.
No, we're here together as friends.
Yeah, we're a
team. I just think when you casually say fat chick and it's not 1972 and we're not... In international waters playing dice, then it's like gonna isolate some of the audience, especially when you're like, I fucked a fat chick and you gotta satisfy him. Even my impression of it isolates
some
of the audience.
No, it was worse. You don't, if you had to satisfy him, they'd be getting something.
That's my point.
He's saying they're fat and you don't have to satisfy them.
Whoa.
They are worthless.
Oh my God.
Is what he's saying.
I was inferring.
That's what Sam said. It's a
Sammy
podcast.
The Machine Levine, known to love a
Sam,
thicker milkshake.
I'm sorry to drag you into this,
he
Sam.
He climbs right up
can,
in there.
As you can see, as you can
jump
see
into the pile,
in your
Sam.
Silence over there,
yeah, what's
you're
up?
You're really not a terrible guest.
I'm. You know, it depends which members of your listening audience you ask. Many of them would say I am the worst guest.
Is that true, Sammy?
That is true. They let me know actively on
what?
The Twitters.
You're an American treasure, and I want to put you atop a cake.
No, I'm fine. Although I am going to do this...
I'll drink one of these.
Newsflash style.
Oh, shit. Drunk Pete's coming.
What are you doing with two microphones?
I was holding a news conference, but
we can,
it ended.
We can
or getting double-dicked in the mouth.
Introduce TJ. The podcast listeners won't know.
Oh, okay. And also, to
yeah!
compete for the...
TJ, Doug!
TJ, I'm trying
Doug
to...
Denver!
I'm
yeah!
trying to introduce
Yogi
you.
Yogi Bear 3D, Transformers 4.
You're the worst.
Yeah, pack a backpack with snacks!
You win.
What is the status?
You're the winner. You're the
what
worst.
Is the status? Smoke weed
Pete
on it.
Pete Holmes
Smoke
doing
weed on
TJ
it.
Miller
Smoke
is the worst game.
TJ, back me up. You fucked a fat chick.
Oh, I love a fatty! I mean the chronic, yeah! Freestyling!
TJ, you're too much for me to take.
Sorry, Pete! Yeah!
You're also making him say things that he might not say.
I don't know what he... I honestly...
I don't know if he'd ever yell... No, does ever... he yell out freestyling ever?
Oh, I've heard him yell out freestyling. Okay. He definitely has said smoke
all
weed
right
on it.
You've done the research.
Wait, Bert, I don't... Yes. When TJ... If he does get here, will you say, TJ, just as you did to me, TJ, you fucked a fat chick, because I want to hear what he'll say to that.
Yeah.
There's no politically...
Say, by the way, that is almost like saying, I am for political correctness. I fucked a fat chick. No one else is fucking them apparently but me, and you guys are just holding judgment against me.
No, it's getting worse and worse and
spiraling,
worse.
Spiraling, isn't it?
There's so many gentlemen that enjoy the feeling of a Rubenesque lady.
You not Bert, remember? You appear to have a wedding ring on. May I ask?
He does have a wedding
wife?
Ring on.
Two babies. I still fuck fat chicks.
Oh my god! I'm on your back and I'm trying to help. I'm just saying.
I'm the only one.
Every morning
still
he's like, "Girls, eat your pancakes, or you're not getting fucked."
I'll say, not my daughters.
Oh my god.
This is spiraling out of control. I'm gonna. You know what? I will never say fat
here,
again.
Here, ready? I'll help you. Yeah. I'm gonna help you. Just say this. I enjoy fucking a thicker milkshake.
No.
Just say it.
I'm not on Nickelodeon. I enjoy fucking a thicker milkshake.
Because having sex with a girl that's too skinny is like fucking a small boy.
Yeah!
Oh shit!
Yeah! Transformers!
Doug, I think I'm just gonna go sit in the crowd.
Oh, it's all over, you guys.
Chaos.
TJ Miller is here.
Hey, everybody.
Why is this night different from other nights? TJ, have you ever yelled freestyling in for any reason out loud?
Never once, but I have heard Pete Holmes yell, and I was outside the building, and I heard his voice go, "Rubenesque woman!"
I honestly thought my comment about a girl that's too skinny feels like a young boy was getting applause, and it was you.
I know. I saw both Kevin and Bert be like, "Yeah, bitch," and then you turn around and you're like, "Oh no."
Not so much that I need my ideological things reinforced, but so much that I felt like I helped my friend Bert. Now, Bert, ask TJ what I asked you to ask him.
Go ahead and... TJ. Pete's going to sort of control our interactions together.
I fucking feel like I'm in the middle
Thanks for
of
coming by,
phone.
Sam. Sammy the Machine Levine.
TJ, have you ever fucked a fat chick?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, what the fuck, bitches?
Yeah, but
wait a minute.
That's probably
that was
misogynist.
I didn't understand the background of that, so that was weird. When I was like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Yeah, what the fuck, bitches?"
I'm spiraling.
It's just by saying anything, I feel like you're just validating the use of the term "fat chick."
No.
Look, I'd go on another tirade, but I'd be getting applause and turn around and there'd be Wayne Brady. So I'm not going, I'm not going to stick up for thicker women to get an SNL walk on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Is Bob Dole behind me or am I sticking up for the fairer
points.
The women?
I did have an awkward interaction with Wayne Brady backstage where we sort of were both about to come on stage and we kind of looked at each other and he's like, "You want to go?" And I was like, "You want to go?" And he's like, "You go." And I was like, "All right." And I pushed him over.
You pushed Wayne Brady?
Yeah.
Did he go, "Timber"? No, I tried.
He went, I'm laying down now. Someone needs to lean if you're standing. That's a really good short form
that
improv.
That is. Stand, sit, lean. Is it? I mean, no one here is taking classes, apparently.
So far, I'm not glad that I showed up.
Me either.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
I am
wow.
Tonight.
That is the earliest.
I've had sex with a bigger girl. I want
can't
you to
start
know.
It soon enough.
You like bigger girls.
You really
I do,
cannot.
Yeah, it's
going
to be
crowd.
Tough to get through. Bigger,
you're not you, wrong.
Might not happen. Do you enjoy the larger arts?
Just say it.
I don't understand. I like a thinner woman. You don't like a woman who, when you turn her around, she looks like she might be a little fella?
I don't want a woman that challenges my ab routine. You know what I mean? I just don't like that.
So you prefer the woman is heavier set than you are?
As to more.
That's big, by the way.
You are a son of a bitch.
We're talking like 6'5".
Oh my god, I'd love to find a huge fucking broad.
I would pay money to see you have sex with someone bigger than you.
I would pay money to see that too.
That would be the most gigantic woman.
I would love to see her chase me and heave coconuts
at
me.
That would be John Lithgow in The World According to Garp. Would have to make love to you.
Just two huge fat Val Kilmers.
No.
Like in the movie Heat, which I've been watching repeatedly.
Repeatedly?
There's no reason to ever stop. One,
right? Have you seen Heat?
I think he's skinny in that one.
He is skinnier in that one.
Yeah.
Skinnier than
Bert
Heat.
Bert bought a couple of t-shirts from Birds next door and just changed it so it says Birds.
Yeah, no one's going to want that tonight.
Heat is a heist movie.
Yeah, so but he brought two different sizes, and so that's in the prize bag.
Are any
did
of
you
them
bring
for
anything
fat
for the prize bag, TJ?
No, they're both medium, sadly.
I did.
I know you raced here from
thank
the
you,
set.
Pete, I got that.
Yeah, I brought a...
What'd you bring?
Beer tastes like bumblebee piss.
Pete it's Holmes brought a copy of his CD-DVD combo, Nice Try the Devil.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know what? I haven't done the show in so long, and I did so poorly for the small amount of time.
What's, why are you off microphone? What's happening?
I'm going to give somebody the shirt.
Okay, talk wear. Louder.
I'm going to give somebody...
Louder!
I'm going to give somebody... Never before have I felt more like I'm at a press conference. And yes, she did suck my dick. And yes, she was over 320 pounds. But this is a shirt that I had custom made at the mall downtown. But it reminds me of my one true love, my lost ex-wife, Cheryl. Downtown. My ex-wife of 47 years. And
you're going to take that off and give it to me?
No, not to you.
We'll give it away.
Yes.
It's in the prize bag.
Speaking of fat checks.
It's a t-shirt with a picture of a...
Bert, if you think you're the first person that called me a fat chick, then you're the last person I fucked. Wrap your head around that.
Here's a
thank
t-shirt.
You very much for that.
Look at that, the shirt off my back.
Yeah.
Literally.
Thank you. We've also got a copy of Gateway Doug and some emergency, because this is the time of year where you need
looks
that.
Like a giant condom.
And waterproof matches from when I was on Talking Dead. And this has been sitting around my house for a while, and I've never used it. It's, what is this, Pete? What will you call this?
It's like a flip cam made by Kodak.
Yeah.
It's an HD 1080p.
Oh, great. So it's an antiquated piece of technology
made
by a better
brand.
I hope it doesn't
break. The warranty is no good.
Enjoy it.
If you could give that to 1985, Pete, he would shit in his hat. So thank you for that. Time travel.
I remember 1985, Pete used to wear a lot of hats, and they were big enough to shit in.
Here's Sammy the Machine Levine's gift. It's a piece of Lady Gaga.
It has gold sequins and it looks kind of like her face.
Wait, what's on the front?
That's right. Ooh, that's the real deal.
Yeah.
That's the real deal.
That's big. Oh my God, some girl in the audience goes, that's big.
That's a nice item. And then also a copy of Being John Malkovich. And and the Beatles' Abbey Road.
Fuck yeah, I have taste. On,
great.
And the Farmer's Almanac. What the fuck is the theme here? A pillow,
what do you mean you have
a
taste? You're giving away great stuff. What are you keeping
or
garbage?
Or stuff he's done with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who uses a DVD player?
Look, you can only hear Abbey Road so many times, Doug.
But you can watch Being John Malkovich forever.
Don't throw that on the ground. So.
Halfway through that, I had a seizure, and then I came back, and it didn't matter.
I always think that if someone was me, like you can be John Malkovich in that movie, their first surprise would be the like hairs you have to shave in the shower. Weird renegade hairs.
Let's
hear me out. Like,
let's take this joke back in
time.
Let
me ask you this, Pete.
I'm just saying, you don't
have
any weird renegade hairs you're shaving.
I asked you specifically to wear a baseball cap.
You did?
Along with all the other guests.
Come on, dude.
And you clearly didn't check.
Is my head bigger than Pete's?
It's going to be so wet.
Oh.
Are we the same size head?
You do. You both have giant heads.
I'm not travel on for TV shows.
You know, it's
my
weird
bird impression.
Your bird impression is just you a little drunk.
That's it.
Travel on for TV. I have my own show at night and I couldn't figure out what the name is to the Pete Holmes show. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays on TBS, but nobody watches that, so you can see it on the internet, but don't worry about it.
No, teenage, that's hurtful.
Not as hurtful as when you tried to shave the renegade hairs off of my fat girlfriend.
Fat chick.
Does anyone
still
hunger?
Not working? Still not working.
Anyone
I hunger.
Hunger.
I thought we I hunger
there.
For
Does
games.
Anyone hunger for a game?
It's weird there's white chicks... And then there's...
This game hunger is catching fire.
The audience has spoken.
There's white chicks, and then there's the clumps. But there's no fat chicks.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I think we've been through this.
You guys, all God's creatures are beautiful.
Dangerous territory. Bail now.
I did. Okay.
Sam,
I
just, what?
The weather I said girl? All God's creatures are beautiful. That's right.
I don't understand why is it bad to be a heavyset woman? We're all heavyset guys.
Don't even jump in this. I am in this fire. Let me own it by myself. I will simply chime in if it's really funny. I will never say anything again. Doug, do you want to play the game?
It's just fat chicks.
Stop it. It comes back to me every it's time like, you bring it up.
Doug, when is the last time you've seen Michael Mann's The Heat with Val Kilmer and Robert De Niro and Al Pacino?
It's probably been a while.
Doug, well, when's the last time you saw Big Mama's House?
I saw Philomena speak of it.
All right.
In the motion picture of the same name.
Doug, I strongly suggest that you watch Heat again, because...
You said The Heat, which is a different movie.
No, Heat.
Yeah, right. That's the one with those Michael, ladies.
Michael.
Oh, wow.
Fucking too far?
Go
fuck yourself.
You are
dumb. Seriously?
Sandra Bullock is an institution.
I saw Gravity. I loved it.
You are an American treasure, Bert, and I'll follow you down this road.
I will own it.
You will own it. I just feel like that joke is sold in Spencer's Gifts next to a t-shirt that says up with mini skirts.
I feel like I'm hosting a show called
The Lack of View.
The
Bad View.
The thing about
Dumb
Heat,
Trucker Bar.
The thing about Heat is
I'm in the wrong bar.
Dump truck or bar?
Don't assert that you're a smart trucker, Sam.
I'm not.
Upon a fifth viewing of Heat while I was crying,
I don't even know how to drive stick.
Jesus, Sam.
How are the Cubs doing this football season?
I'm trying to pour my heart out, okay? Heat, upon a fifth viewing, you find that it's less about a bank heist, and it's more about people who aren't able to be with one another. Val Kilmer has a gambling habit. He's great at what he does, but this comes in between him and a very volatile relationship.
I bid seven names.
Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro has a philosophy that
no
he stands by,
no
something
pre-bidding.
That Pete and I can obviously
the movie is Heat.
Understand.
Starring and Val Kilmer.
That philosophy was...
Gentlemen, pick your name tags. Who are you going to play for? Go out into the audience and take a name tag from a person.
Who wants to be on my
and
team?
And then bring it back to your seat. Don't
look,
just
TJ,
sit there.
They have a tombstone poster. That has Val Kilmer in it, too. And it's also about how people...
Get up and do it. Go over there, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back!
I could not agree
hey!
With you.
And Al Pacino.
Who are you playing for, Loudmouth?
Is good at what he does.
Yeah, don't all answer at
but
once.
But that gets in the way of his relationship with a pilled-out stone
TJ,
woman who's
TJ.
Just trying to be a great mother.
Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Meganadu.
Meganadu?
Which is
why
a play on Xanadu.
Oh, and it's a skate.
This.
It's a skating, because yeah. Xanadu's a skating movie.
It's why? Actually, and do I get to keep the skate?
Why would you want one skate?
Hold on. Why would she say
it's
you
not
can't
the right
have
size.
It? What
it's
a weird thing.
Skate.
They're like, I'm
going
to bring this so that hopefully he'll pick it, but he needs to return it.
It's a speed skate.
It is a speed skate. It has a brake on the front.
Yep, I was a hardcore speed skater.
Well, this bitch moves fast.
Don't say bitch or fat chick.
It's a good, it's a good prize bag, but I don't think it's worth trading in a beloved half of your skates.
Maybe it's like the end of Alive. When these skates are together again, we'll be going home. That was
who are you playing
such
for, weirdo?
A deep pull. You
who
got that's fine.
Who
the
you playing
six
for?
Of you on the internet who got it.
Tell us
know.
Who you're playing for.
The same six like my shave a weird hair thing.
That's right, they do, Pete.
God, you guys are neck and neck, all four of you at this point.
I couldn't agree more.
I just want to make Sam a short jokes.
Oh, go for it, buddy.
I'm obsessed that you're.
I got
you're
one ready.
Glorious Bastards.
Yeah.
What did you play?
He has the guy who got cut out. Okay, so I'm playing for Bobster.
No, I got one. He has a small part.
Yeah,
Inglorious.
Nice job.
Inglorious.
Why
Bobster.
Did I choose tonight yeah. to come?
Me too.
I don't understand.
Sammy, I love you.
Do you have the other skate?
Oh, boy.
And so you're just like, I'm going to bring one of my skates? Why didn't you bring both of the skates?
Doug, this is why you need to make it 2 hours. Yeah. This is a great fucking podcast.
Unreal.
Okay, apologies to put your hands
we
together.
We get this game going.
We're going 2 hours tonight.
I would do 2 hours in a heartbeat. This is fucking chaos. This is why people pay for it. Is this free or do they pay?
Well, this is free if people okay. listen to, but it's Sorry. Certainly why they pay for it.
I like the idea of somebody listening to it while they're working out on a treadmill, and the person on the treadmill next to him is like, why does that guy's face look so quizzical the entire time? He just doesn't know what's happening.
He's trying to think of answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the same scenario, but it's an overweight female?
Yes.
And she's just angry as fuck that I've been saying fat chick this whole time. Going, fuck this guy. Fuck that guy.
One name. Precious.
God damn it. We are fucking falling apart here. I thought I'd
Precious wasn't in Precious.
Yeah, she was. That was a documentary.
Do you think she had a walk on?
Yeah.
I think the real Precious was like watching the actress playing Precious run down the street with a bucket of chicken. And she just looked at her like, what?
I want to join you, but there's nothing we can say.
You guys, why are you so upset that... Five fairly unattractive white guys are talking about anybody in a disparaging way. I don't understand. It's not like we're five models. Are there five of us?
No.
There are five of us.
There are five of us.
You said no and it made me doubt myself. You said no. I was like, oh no.
It's not like there's five models up here being like, what's with fat women? It's like the five. It's the four schlubbiest guys you've ever seen and then a fairly handsome guy.
Yeah. Sam Levine. Sam is dapper.
Thank you, fellas.
If you went to the prom with a lady, you're coming in a white tuxedo. That's what I'm saying.
Or in her handbag.
There it is.
All right, I'll see you.
Joke of the night. Walk off. Get the fuck out of here.
I wish I had the courage. That joke.
Doug, did you get your Vine done or no?
Yeah, make the Vine.
I didn't even make a Vine.
All right.
You can do it again. Look at you guys. Why would I?
I have no idea. I bid negative one.
But I always see your vines, and I covet. I want to be in them.
Oh, okay.
You covet your neighbor's vines?
We'll see if I have enough. I have to have enough juice on my phone to get through the Leonard Maltin game, and if we get through
I understand.
Then I'll vine.
You should turn off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth.
Jesus.
Or
charge the phone
before
you host a show. You could also
lower the
brightness.
But it just,
We're going to need another round of beers.
Sometimes
are you okay with that?
Have as much as you want. It's your beer.
Hey, what movie are you in that you shave your face like that?
God, it's not a movie. It's a TV program for HBO.
Judge's new HBO show, Silicon Valley. And I actually want to say that the funniest person on the show, Christopher Evan Welch, died 3 days ago suddenly of a heart attack. And so now they're scrambling to rewrite it, and it's been a very difficult experience. But in his memory, I'd like to say, fat bitch has got no reason to live.
Fucking love you with all my heart. I'm going to get beers. I fucking love you so much, TJ.
No, it is. What if that was real? What?
Just the part where a good friend of mine died. And then not the part about everybody has a reason to live.
That dude was on like the leads on the show and just died suddenly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. And he was the funniest part of the show.
How many episodes were in the can?
Tragic. We filmed six, we're gonna film eight, and so there are two more episodes that he was kind of the epicenter of.
But he's in a lot of them, so there's that. It's horrifying.
No, they're not gonna reshoot anything. Which I like.
That's very sad.
How did he die?
But that's the it was a heart attack.
How old?
48.
Why a heart attack? What do you think was going on?
I don't think anything. I saw him a couple days before.
Overweight?
He was happy. No. He's very svelte. And
really?
Yeah, he seems like he's very happy at a happy
probably
relationship.
Family history kind of thing.
Yeah, that's me.
That might be it.
That's the way I'm going. But anyway, you go to the doctor at a certain age and the doctor says, cancer, I hate to bring it like this, but cancer or heart disease? And I go, heart disease. Everyone's died, strokes and heart attack. And he's like, oh, that's where you'll die. So it's just fucking, I don't know.
Did you go to a
why did you even, yeah, why did you even go? Like, why
did they roll the chicken moans and go, yes, yes. Did you look into the old lady's eye from Big Fish? Hit it, no. Doug. It was a movie reference.
Also,
anyone else notice that the guy from Frozen looks exactly like Gabbo? Go on.
Also, what kind of businessman is that doctor that he's like, you're probably going to die of heart disease. And you're like, do you want to prescribe me anything and give me advice? Yeah. He's like, nah, you're dead, man.
I come from a long family history of shoots not open. That's probably how I'll go.
Ah, that is genetic.
Thank you.
Don't play Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah, I was going to say, for some reason, there's a Chutes and Ladders reference. Like, his whole family sits around and is like, another fucking ladder. I can't get a goddamn chute on this board to open up.
That is obviously what I meant.
Dude, 46 people a year die from chutes not opening. All right.
That is that true?
Totally made up
totally
statistic.
True. No,
that
no,
is
no,
something you would know.
Sam, you're Inglourious Bastards. I jump out of planes for a living. Yes.
Fuck
46
yeah.
people a year die from chutes not opening, and that is way too high for my comfort zone.
That is,
yeah. And 10 people right. a year die from calling them chutes instead of parachutes, and the person that has to listen to them fucking snaps their neck.
Fuck you, I'm not opening an asshole. Open the chute. No, fuck you. But you
call it what it is, a parachute.
It's a canopy.
Canopied.
You're the only person I know that could hear the word canopy and make it about yourself. Hold on, just try to say canopy. Hold on, you could can my essence and sell it.
I wish we could do like a live vote during the course of the show because
don't
it
do
is,
it.
It is really you guys are all fierce competitors. You can't
in
canopy.
The most horrible guest competition.
You can put Sam in a NyQuil caplet, but you can't canopy.
Jesus God.
That was a good one.
It wasn't because no can would you'd
that's
have to get
really
a jar
small.
For you.
That's,
or a barrel.
He's not large, but he's not the size of a pill. He couldn't sleep inside of a pill.
A horse pill, maybe.
No.
What about a NyQuil bottle?
Pete, over, you know, under on the table, does Sam weigh more than my wife?
I over. Need to see your wife.
Wait, do no, I have no, to no, get no. under the table?
And your
she's
wife is dying
children.
For us to know, right?
She's had two children. It's uh-huh. over, under. Sam?
I think yeah. Sam weighs less than your wife.
I think I weigh less than your wife.
I think Sam weighs more than your wife.
I think Sam weighs 120 and your wife weighs 128.
I think Sam weighs 125 and your wife weighs 430 pounds. And I think it's given you a complex, and you project your unhappiness in your own relationship on women in general, and the misogyny has nothing to do
Pete,
with
what's
you
your
being
bid?
Malicious.
What's your bid, Pete?
It has
I
more to do
Sam
with
I think Sam weighs more than your wife.
Sam, your weight is?
As of right now, I...
No, tell us in a couple minutes. Hold on. Let's see.
I want to wait for it.
He might
you got a shitstorm brewing?
Kill these beers, then
it's
tell
gonna
us.
It's going to be a night, buddy.
He's going to lose water weight.
I weigh 124 pounds.
144.
What'd I say?
You said 128.
I said 125.
Okay.
You were both way off.
Wait,
he's
you don't fuck my wife?
What's your wife weigh?
Sam?
Yeah, buddy.
I fuck chicks fatter than you.
Goddamn right you did.
And it's great.
I have low bone density.
Weigh?
That's my problem.
She's a fucking woman.
130?
Yeah, 130. She's 130.
What kind
kids.
Of cow?
Let me tell you something, the kind of cow I like banging. Here's the thing about a woman like that.
Let me back up real quick and just you know, enjoy Bert, the fact totally that Bert was like, I'll tell you what kind of cow she is, the kind of cow I like to fuck. I just imagine a farmer, that's a farmer's final point in an argument. Like the other farmer is like, what kind of cow is this you sold me? He's like, I'll tell you what kind of cow, the kind of cow I like to fuck. And the other farmer's like, very well.
I'll go with the asparagus pea
It's been
category.
A tough harvest.
You're right. It is a sexy cow. I'll yeah. take it.
Oh, I wish you were following it. You were here the whole show.
Asparagus pea.
Well, how am I supposed to feel after that comment?
Just jump right
sorry,
to it.
I'm attempting.
I'm not enough for you.
Like
I
fucking,
did that whole
like
thing.
A, no. Like a fucking can of peat that went bad.
What are these beers? They look like
these
sitcom
are pale
fake
ales.
Beers.
Doug, as you know, the only thing more frustrating to me than having to play the Leonard Maltin game with four players is not getting to play the Leonard
I
Maltin
know.
Game.
I know.
I'm kind of excited at your frustration.
And the only thing more frustrating than having to listen to somebody talk about their frustrations about playing the Leonard Maltin game
yes,
with a certain
TJ?
Numbers is you.
Oh.
Sam, you
I was about to be very impressive. I was going to repeat everything that you said and then also make a...
TJ, you have the most frustrating face, that's for sure. You're
most frustrated or frustrated?
Your facial hair makes me feel like I don't even know you.
I have
like you are deep in character with
to
that
the people
hair.
To people listening at home. I have two strips. I have a beard, but two strips are shaved off, so it's like giant mutton chops.
It's
that
some, like Sons of Anarchy shit.
It is yeah. some Sons
now,
of Anarchy shit.
Do you do that at home, or does the hair and makeup department do that for you?
I mean, they do, but when I go home. I look into a woman's eyes and I say, are you ready to be fucked by a guy who looks like he sells meth in a biker gang? And I also look like the kind of guy who says, hey, you want to smoke weed? And you're like, yeah. And he's like, cool, you got any?
You look like you got shot by Walter White's car gun.
By his what?
Spoiler alert.
By his car gun?
If you're not followed up, you're not a real fan.
I'm looking at the average weight for a woman to see if Sam... Sam, you are... never mind, let's go.
He's under the weight of the average woman.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So you're always, quote unquote, technically, I apologize for saying it already.
How big is your spirit, though, Sam?
Like, it's also very small.
No, Sam, your spirit soars. But I do want to ask: Do you seek out smaller women? Or are you
he
happy
has to?
He doesn't have to. What are you talking about?
No, he can't.
I'm sorry.
Sam, please answer the question.
I've got 20% power on my phone.
You guys, all of God's creatures are beautiful.
Put on airplane
mode.
Do you
seek out women that are smaller than you, or are you okay with dating a woman that's like a little bit taller than you?
I have absolutely no problem if women are taller.
What's the tallest woman you've dated, or the largest height difference?
I'll accept this line of questioning.
I dated a girl who was just under 6 feet tall.
So she was 5'11"?
She's 5'11, yeah.
She's 5'11.
And how tall are you?
I'm just under 5'5".
That's your biggest battery.
You're 5'5", so she was...
Stop talking, I'm listening to this.
She was 6 inches taller than you?
Yeah.
Did you ever get on a milk cart and just French the fuck out of her? Like, did you ever stand on something else and just dominate her? Because I've done the reverse of that.
I've dated a girl who's
5'5".
Wow, that was a long commercial.
And I've gotten under a milk carton
Squarespace.
And then I dominated.
Fucking. I am fascinated by this conversation.
I missed it.
This might be the best one I've ever been on, and I've ruined a couple.
By a couple, you mean all of them?
Yes.
If we get a huge applause, you know Jeff Garland is right behind us.
I'm just saying, if you found like a small collection of water in the woods and there were several old books soaking
like
in the water,
already.
That's what beer tastes like. It doesn't taste good.
I thought you were going to say that's what we are. Just wet books in the woods. You fucking know there's nothing good in there, but they feel valuable, right?
I'm begging you.
You bring them home because you're like, I'm fucking begging you.
You're a wet book in the woods. That's how you break up with somebody.
Kill a beer. Let's all kill a beer. Sam, let's all kill. Are you sober? You're sober.
Yeah, tonight.
Jesus. Samuel.
That was kind of a weird.
Let's be a man. Let's all kill a beer.
That was kind of a cool, weird way to say you're sober.
Yeah,
be a man. There's nothing like that kind of horrible peer pressure.
Douglas, it's what
he's under the weather,
weed.
Dude. He's under the weather.
Are you sick, Samuel?
No, I'm not well.
Oh. Wet.
I'll take it then.
Take that back.
Wet books.
He's got a fever for the Leonard Maltin game.
Goddamn right.
All right, let's all play this game.
Are we going to chug a beer?
Yeah, you want to do it?
Yeah. Why would you write the check and not cash it? We're going
to
do it.
I would like to make this.
TBS did the same thing. Bottoms up.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was.
That was really, really good. TJ, you really are a master.
It's relevant.
Someday someone's going to write a book about you, and someday I'm going to find it in a pond in the woods.
Guys, cheers.
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 Cheers. Sam. I know listening at home, this isn't what it is to us.
Happy December 3rd. We did it. Bert, do you realize you just told all the listeners at home, thanks for listening to us. I know it was to us.
What?
I thought we were all going to kill it like hockey players.
I did just kill it.
Hockey players!
You had us. Ooh, yeah. TJ.
You tried to call my bluff, but you were wrong.
Let's kill another one. Let's be grown-ups and kill another one. Fuck it. Who gives a fuck?
You are.
Doug, spark a bowl. Let's fucking be grown-ups.
You're a weird. You're a parent.
Let's fuck it. I am a parent.
I'll take the king of pancakes category, Doug.
Watch your movies with my kid.
Oh God!
Why are we wondering where?
Bert, I wonder. Do you ever hold your kid and you're like,
they're fucking 9 and 7? No.
You never hold your 9-year-old.
I'm sorry, Sam.
I want you to just hold a 9-year-old.
I didn't mean to do this to you, Sam. Sorry. Don't take your pillow.
Don't leave your pillow and go home.
Someone go back in the green room, pick him up, and bring him back.
No, he's staying in the crowd. He's in the crowd. He didn't do a full leave.
Okay. What were you saying?
Beer tastes like ear infection medicine.
When have you been drinking ear infection medicine?
You get a sense from the smell. It's flavor.
Yeah, you've tongued a girl's ear where you're like, something's wrong in there.
Yes, I have, Bert. I have many times been tonguing a girl's ear and I've been like, something's in here. It tastes like beer, but I don't think it is.
You know, Pete, when I was on your program...
You were great.
Oh, thank you. I had a great time doing it. You were there also, and... it was fun. And
yes.
But I brought up Gulliver and the Lilliputians.
And you were like, no, that's one of my Quaker don't know it things.
Yep.
And
went to Quaker school,
which was fine. You know, that's interesting. You don't know that because you seem to have missed the fact that your friend T.J. Miller recently was an actor in a motion picture.
Gulliver's Travels. About, yeah.
About those very characters that yeah. I referenced. It wasn't like I pulled some old Dickens shit out of nowhere. I mentioned a movie that your friend was just in very recently.
Well, friend is a strong word. Let me ask you this though: I don't think you haven't seen Gulliver's Travels, have you?
I have.
Thank you.
Have you seen it?
Have yeah. you seen it?
No.
Have you seen Yogi Bear 3D?
Yes.
How to Train Your Dragon?
Yes.
How to Train Your Dragon.
She's out of my league?
Yes. Went to the premiere.
Oh, by the way, hold on, stop.
Cloverfield.
Best actor in Hollywood is the brother from She's Out of Your League.
That's true.
He's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
Kyle Bornheimer is so fucking real.
Yeah, he's fucking amazing.
One of the best.
My idiot brother. It's not fair, TJ. You have so many movies.
You guys, I had a nap over there, and I had a dream during the nap that we played the Leonard Maltin game for 4 hours.
We're drinking some Leonard Maltin beer.
That's a can of Pete.
Do you want to know what the trifecta of laughter is? Hearing Pete laugh, watching TJ get ready to laugh, and then you feel it happening. Pete. Oh, this is so much fun.
I know. Why don't we hang out more?
I don't know.
TJ, you're right. We could be better friends.
No, we are great friends, Pete. I haven't seen even one episode of your show.
Oh, I've seen all of them. Ask me. I'll tell you about them.
Okay. What was the third one like?
The third one was good. He was doing, that's when you started firing the X-Men.
Okay.
It's actually really funny.
I think it's great. I'm afraid to watch it. That's how good of friends we are. I'm nervous to watch it.
Well, I want to apologize to all the DLM listeners who saw my name in the scroll line for this episode. It was like, it's going to be a Leonard Maltin game where Sam gets upset.
Oh, I'll put in parentheses, name withheld.
Yeah, oh, Sam, your name is not going to be.
I'm going to be Alan Smithy on this one.
Alan Smithy.
I think we can do one really quick round. I feel confident.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Pete is our winner. He's the worst guest.
I'll tell you what. Can we do it this way?
I'm honored.
Sam loves it so much. Can we go 3-1?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
3-1.
3-1.
Sam's a champion in this. I just redeemed myself on this whole show the entire time.
Are we going to chug this beer like
Let's chug it like fucking grown-ups at a fucking high school football game.
Cheers. 3-1, guys.
To Gandalf the White, may we all return as glorious.
Don't say white. That's racist.
They're all drinking.
Oh, I can't believe I drank the whole thing.
Here we go. Leonard Maltin game, 3-1.
Yeah, one category.
Sam.
One category. We start with Sam. He gets to.
It tastes like old lady hairspray.
Did you finish your beer even?
You did, like a big boy.
I think he's got an ear infection.
Wow, you guys, we are real fucking alcoholics. Grown-ups.
It tastes like the Dewey Decimal System.
Now I can only get the image of you in a library being like, yeah. Just licking each of the.
It tastes like hose water from Nicaragua.
They don't have hoses down there.
They don't have hoses.
It's called a well.
They also don't have that type of pronunciation, do they?
Here's a category, Sam.
Okay, buddy.
It's us against you, Sam.
That's
all of us against you.
Just remember when you interrupted?
Just like you and
you guys get to confer, but whisper to each other. Don't say it out loud.
Yeah. Microphones away from our. No, microphones in. Oh, no, he can hear us.
I want to be at your house when you read stories to your children.
I read them like Sam Kinison.
Categories.
Oh, baby, Beluga's going down!
Categories.
You don't get choices.
I'm playing for
Jessica.
I don't
get choices. Yeah, you're going to tell me what the category is?
We got to wrap this up in 1 minute.
All right, buddy.
We're playing for Megan to do.
I'll do a vine if you're not going to do it.
Yeah, you could do one.
That's the weirdest drunk nerd. Fine, I'll do a vine if you want to do it, you fucking asshole. Hey, you want to do a vine? I'll fucking vine this shit
if you're not going to vine this shit. Somebody's got a vine.
Hey, yeah, hit me in the vine.
I'll do a vine.
Show the beers.
Oh, God damn it.
10,000
rebinds! I'm going to put the caption, Doug wouldn't vine it.
If you could just...
So, let's put some gambling on this. Now.
Yeah,
Let's put some gambling on it. If we
As
beat
we say
Samuel,
never.
If we beat Sam, Sam has to get naked on stage.
I'm already naked.
Let's put some money. All right.
Let's put some gambling.
I don't know what that has to do with money.
Let's put some gambling on it.
You speak better than I do right now.
So if we win,
yes.
Pete Holmes gets to hold Sam Levine like a baby.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I like that.
And if I win,
that's good. Yeah, that's
I have
good.
To hold Pete Holmes like a baby.
Can you handle it?
That's a lose-lose situation. If you win, you get to stand on this table and French kiss me.
And play with my dick a little bit.
Just kidding. You'll probably win. If you
How about
win,
this? If he wins, that was, the yeah, three that was of us will get shirtless in a pyramid style, and Sam can stand on our backs.
I don't want to subject the crowd to that nonsense.
Yeah, okay. Why would he want to get on your back?
Hey, so we gave him the thing. So, Sam, if you win, then what happens?
What do you want?
Here's what happens. If I win the game, as soon as it's over, the three of you are not allowed to utter another word. You just have to walk off the stage.
Oh, I thought you were going to say would never be allowed to ask.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
That works for me.
Another word.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I
won't
say
that word. Perfect prize for me.
No more words if you win.
All right.
Beer tastes like the bottom of an old lady's purse.
We're a team. We're a team like the Bad News Bears.
Beer tastes like at a barbershop when you sweep up all the miscellaneous hair if you just smelled that hair. It's not
good
a good
God,
joke.
Man. Why are you smelling so many things? First of all, you're smelling so many things that you think smell like beer. You could just smell beer.
I have to find the comparison.
Hey, are we going to get fucked up after this?
No.
You got to work for?
I got to work, but also Sam and I were going to go finish off an entire Arrowhead.
What do you mean you got to work?
Sam and I were going to go finish off an entire Arrowhead water cooler.
Yeah. What do you mean you got to work?
I like that joke.
Fuck.
Wait, I don't get it.
You're not going back to the set.
He's not drinking.
Yeah.
I just pictured him inside.
We would go and stand around the water cooler, and I'd be like, "What'd you think of that game?" And he'd be like, "Shut up." I'd be like, "Okay,
let's go."
All right, Sam. Here's the category.
I can't wait.
No, there's a part.
You have guns.
I guess you're gonna have to wait.
I don't like that.
Sorry, guys. Hey, Douglas, please start.
Weird British moment. Sorry, guys. Douglas, please start.
My category.
That's his idea of being polite.
I call you Douglas.
Can I just point out that I grabbed your arm and said, "Here, you have big muscles," and he goes, "I work out."
Can I point out that I love that you detract us from playing the game?
For those of you listening to this and getting frustrated, I want you to know, in real life, it is so much worse.
Sam.
IRL.
People are like, where's the fucking game?
They are. Sam, you've obviously not heard the podcast.
Hey, but Sam, what about the people that are listening and to all you listeners that are listening, you're like, Jesus, Sam's being very anal about the game, and it seems like three other people are having a great time, and all the audience
300?
Is into it.
Three other people, Samuel.
Samuel, if you'd listen, the movie. You'd be a better actor because you'd be able to react.
My estation tubes are full of mucus. I can't hear anything.
Samuel, yeah, here's what you need to do. You need to hear what we're saying.
Who's talking?
I have no idea.
To all the people that are frustrated that Sam and Doug are pushing the game so much,
let me just say,
I apologize, and in real life, it's even worse.
I work out my man cave.
We don't hang out with me drunk. Not insisting on playing some sort of game.
You work out when you're drunk?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it feels better. It's like I turn on your show and work out. Hey, work out, swear to God, I work out.
It's weird that when Bert gets really excited, his register goes so high that only dogs are like, sounds like someone's having fun.
I work out of your show drunk, I swear to God. I work out of your movies drunk.
Oh my God, can you imagine being on this show?
I have your phone number and I choose not to hang out with you. That's absurd.
It's a mistake, man.
It's a mistake.
Dude.
The category is... Scott Pilgrim Plantation, movies in which Michael Cera eats turkey. I'm the fucking best. That was fantastic. That was an
monster.
A+.
That was an A+.
What does eating turkey have to do with anything?
Pilgrim Plantation, like pilgrims.
Sure, okay.
Scott Pilgrim versus the...
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? Go ahead, Doug.
In Michael Mann's
Say the whole thing again. What was the whole thing?
Scott Pilgrim Plantation.
Such a good movie.
Uh-huh.
Movies where Michael Cera eats turkey.
And which movies would those be?
How many names?
and penis turn the tables on the master.
What's that French word?
I'm just saying, is there a single movie where you know that he's eating turkey?
About you?
Absolutely.
I don't think there is.
How many names?
I love it!
Please tell me you have a name.
I wish I knew a movie.
All right.
In general.
You know, TJ and Pete, teaming up is not, that's not how you win.
He's right.
Yeah, Bert is way out in the lead right now. So you guys need to play as individuals.
Wait, hold on. Are we really playing the real game or us against Sam?
No, we're playing the most terrible, awfulest guest.
No. I want to be on their teams then.
There's no teams.
I like what's happening
now. There's
no teams. I know these
There's
people
only
don't,
one
and I
winner.
Apologize for that, but
and
I
Sam
love
is
it.
Not
no, here's
in
the problem.
Running.
Is all of you fucking East Side pieces of trash come to these goddamn shows expecting some sort of hilarious thing and you don't even pay more than $5 when really you should
it's
realize
free.
That this is a piece. It's free?
It's
free. You motherfuckers.
Put that in a ringtone.
This is a piece of performance art. If you can't appreciate it for that, then you shouldn't fucking live in Silver Lake. You should live in Hollywood with the rest of us that give a fuck about making it through the next day.
Amen, TJ.
I'm sitting next to fucking fuck fat chicks and hipster trash. I can't relate to anybody.
Dude, just because you're on a Christian network doesn't mean you can't say you're No, now you guys like me, I still don't like you.
I love it.
The category is...
Is it us against...
Matt...
I threw up in my mouth!
I got another fake category.
I threw up in my mouth!
He threw up in his mouth.
Yeah, no. Everybody that's here.
I threw up in my mouth, not yours!
Shut up for a second.
All right,
shut up.
Start.
Everyone that's here,
the category.
Please tweet about how funny this is when you're here in person.
Oh, my God.
People listening to this are going to hate it. And I want them to know how, like, when Bert laughs like that, there's nothing funnier.
Oh, they fucking hate it online.
If you're here,
is this
if you're in the room,
yeah. Okay. The category
so
is...
So close to saying the name of this category.
The category is Magnolia Bakery. It's movies where Philip Seymour Hoffman, Tom Cruise,
and
Juliette Lewis eat a cupcake.
What does Juliette Lewis have to do with Magnolia?
Wait, did I say the wrong Juliette?
Mm-hmm. Julianne Moore, you meant.
Julianne Moore.
The category is Brad, It's the Pitts. Movies in which Brad Pitt is forlorn.
Why'd I talk over you? You had it.
I'm sorry.
Well. God, I can't think of one.
It's called Spider-Men. It's movies where Tobey Maguire and the other one are in the same movie.
The other one?
For you, Pete. Social Network
this
when you're watching
you,
it
Pete.
With Tobey Maguire and you can see his reflection in the
For
film.
You.
Yep,
for you. That should be
the category is Jesse Eisenberger's.
Not for you, TJ. Not
that
for you.
Is great.
Leonardo DiCaprio's movies that women have been in with Leonardo DiCaprio that they've also starred.
I was going to say movies where Leonardo DiCaprio has a three-way.
At Sweet Pete suggested.
Yeah. Mm.
Wash my damn towels.
Yes.
And yep. That's movies that take place in a hotel.
Okay.
Ooh, 1945.
Let's do it.
Sam, how many?
Don't do it.
Oh. Sorry.
Three names.
I need some more info.
Okay. Sorry.
Sammy the
Machine. I got excited. Lane. You get to pick a year.
Okay.
Would you like a movie that takes place, you know, to a great extent in a hotel from 19...
to a great extent. 1996. It was also...
92? Would you like 92? Or 96.
Oh, I know.
92.
Yeah.
96. I'll take 96.
96, he says. 96. All right, this movie from 1996.
That's what I'm thinking.
You guys got
Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. He says it's easy to take.
I bet Leonard Maltin.
Which is like, you know, like one of the things you want to say, like on your first or second day in prison.
Yeah, I was going to say that's what he said after the first time, yes.
And yeah.
I'd watch a movie where Leonard Maltin was in prison.
Thumbs down.
Wrong guy.
Did he do it? Yeah, sorry.
But you know what? You joined me in the failure canoe, and it was so lonely.
I'll own it.
He says one of the actors in the movie does a Terry Thomas homage.
Ooh, I almost said homage.
Don't know who that guy is at all.
Homage. Terry Thomas?
But I do know what homages are.
He's British, had a gap between his teeth, and was in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Homage. I've said too much. He lists...
17.
Nine names.
Sammy the Machine.
Nine names,
me.
Sam.
You know if you give it to us, we're taking it.
I like that you interrupted him on the number of names.
19 names.
19 names?
No.
Pete is just really in host mode these days, and he's got to run the show.
This is Sam's time to shine.
Sam, I'm good.
Sam, into the mic, Sam, please.
Did you bring a clip?
I'm going to say eight names, Doug.
Eight names. Ooh.
Eight names. Not feeling so good. 1992.
96.
Takes place.
Out of nine, you said?
Wait, 96. Yeah, eight 92. Out of
nine. Oh, okay. TJ, what are you going to do with that?
Wait, what year is this movie?
96.
He said 92.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not.
It's 96 because there was two choices, yeah. And Sam was 96.
96, real quick, go around the block. Where were you at 1996? I was my second junior year at Florida State.
I was a sophomore in high school, but I was high as fuck.
High school? Me too!
Doug, can I change my bid to negative one?
I was a junior in high school wearing khakis and thinking I was going to be a youth pastor.
Oh, we got this. Let me take our bid. I'm going to take our bid. I know where they were. I know where I was. I'm going to say four.
Is it VeggieTales?
Wow. Four.
We got this. Four.
You guys are the worst.
Samuel, can you beat us with four?
Jim Caviezel.
He says four.
Oh, yeah, name that
Did
movie.
You hear the part where...
Fucking shit. I hope to God they played this at church camp for you, Pete.
Name that movie. That was great. Sam dropped
Did you hear
his
the
mic,
part where like, Sam wanted
that,
to bid
and then
like,
it
really
almost
low.
Fell off and he grabbed it.
No, I did. He bid out of turn. Trust me, they were in a time where you watched movies. I was not.
Hey, name that movie.
Wait, I'm on your team.
The three of you have to come up with this. You
Here we go.
One guess between you, so don't blurt out answers.
I'm not going to be blurting shit. It's the year before Good Will Hunting came
you
out.
You get four names.
4 years before I got my first HJ.
Right? That was your bid? Four names?
We said. I think we said seven.
four.
We said four.
All right.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Here's your four names, dude.
Did I say five?
Someone watching like an old reel-to-reel film in the back?
No, it's my.
It does
snapping.
Sound like
I'm
that.
Snapping.
No, that's not because
the lights are like flickering, like it's a motion picture.
Thank you, Doug. That was good.
Sam, you will have to be held like a baby by Pete, shirtless.
Oh. Jennifer Bassey.
Don't know her.
Nathan Davis.
Fuck, sorry. Guys.
Glenn Shaddix.
Ooh, the Shad.
Oh, from Waddix.
Yeah, the Shaddix.
Paul Rubens.
Oh, bitch, you know exactly
what that's for, Doug. Stop, Doug, that's four.
It's got to be. It's the one he was in.
All right, let's do it.
You want to do it?
Yeah, say it if you know it.
You want to get together and huddle it up? Yeah, Mike's on the table. Mike's on the table.
Yeah, okay.
We got it. Sam, take your hat off and start taking your shirt off. Pete, stretch it out. Ladies and gentlemen, our answer is... TJ, you deal it. I'm going to kill a beer while we do this.
Four rooms.
Wait, what's your answer?
Four rooms with Tim Roth.
But if you had a chance to think about it, would you still say that?
No.
Oh, fuck, what do we call it? Four rooms with a view? Four rooms and a
Because the answer is Dunstan checks in.
Not a word.
Sam is our winner.
Dunstan checks in. Who the fuck's Dunstan? Is that the monkey?
I was prepared to jump into your arms. You are not honoring your end of the deal.
All right.
No words. Those are words. I said not.
Nicely done, Sam.
Thank you, sir.
Can you come back 2 weeks and participate in the 12 or more guests of Christmas?
Goddamn right, I will.
Yeah. Next week, I got some special shit planned that should be pretty fun.
So Matthew LeBlanc was in.
Thank you. What are you guys
that
talking
was
about?
Ed, guys.
What are you talking
Ed.
About? What's happening?
We're trying to figure out what Dunstan checks in is. Don't worry about it.
Dunstan checks in. Jason Alexander.
Oh yeah, guys, if you want to see Bert somewhere? Just Google Bert Chrysler.
No, Bert
and
Bert and Pete and I are all going to be together on New Year's Eve at the
All right, I'll allow
Nob
plugs.
Hill Masonic Temple in San Francisco, California. Yeah.
That's yeah, with Moshe and Natasha?
Natasha,
I'm going to be there also.
No way, really?
Yeah, I think so.
TJ Miller's added to the lineup?
Can you believe it? It's like thinking it was four rooms and said it's done some checks in.
Wait, Sam.
There's only so many movies that take place in hotels.
What's up, buddy?
I'm not speaking in the mic because out of respect for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please speak into the mic out of respect to everyone. We're not supposed to. Oh,
by the way, I just got a laugh by saying nothing, which should have been my game plan this whole fucking show. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, you got to think this shit through. Next time you go on a podcast, just don't say anything the whole time.
Doug, when does it air?
You'll kill it.
When does this air?
Now.
Is it live streaming?
No, but everyone that's listening to it is listening to it right now.
That's deep, bro.
That's yeah, really deep.
It's super deep shit.
You know what? I tried to roll the skate back to her, but it fucking went left. I don't think you need that shit. It's broken.
Can I only be brought back when TJ and Peter are here? Because that energy makes me so happy. Sam, I love you too.
I love you, buddy.
But and I want Sam. Let's just do foursies.
I only want to be brought back when it's just Sam and I, because I like the energy of like, why the fuck aren't we playing the game?
I'm just under the weather tonight. I apologize.
Drugs.
The category is Mission Impossible's like, Three's
Company. Let's play another. Let's play another. Kenner Malton.
We've really.
Leonard Martin. Want. Let's. Hey.
I love my favorite part of the show is when Bert Kreisler was like, when he was like, "Hey, everybody, listen. I'm sorry, you weren't here. You weren't good. You did."
This isn't real for me. Like,
I really regret that I was 100% ready to jump into Pete Holmes' arms.
Well, then do it, Sam Levine.
The category.
Sam, you know what, Sam? Do it, Sam, you are all about fucking
Pete,
moments.
Get up.
Pete, get up.
The category.
Hey, wait. How do we razzle dazzle it? What do we do? What do we do to make it
let's
happen?
Do a play
let's
play.
Do. Hey, let's we'll do let's try to play. Create a viral picture.
Here's how it happens.
Where Sam gets into Pete's arms, shirtless.
I jump, not shirtless. I jump into Pete Holmes' arms. Thunderous applause. Show over.
And
hold on. No.
Everybody do the shitheads. What? Everybody. DJ, what's your name tag? Oh, there we go.
There you go.
I don't know. Right. I tried to roll it back to her.
Hey, guys. I'm gonna be the heads.
Where's
up
the winner?
On
who are you playing for, Sam?
We're not.
I was playing for Bob.
Okay. All right, Bob. Here's what we need.
We're gonna crowdsource.
Sam, if you are shirtless and Pete is shirtless,
we're gonna crowdsource this. Here's what's gonna happen. As Sam jumps into Pete's arms, everybody's gonna take a picture at a different point. Then they're all gonna tweet Doug Benson with the picture, and we're gonna make a flipbook of Sam Levine jumping into Pete Holmes' arms.
Shirtless. It has to be shirtless. Know this.
Bert Kreischer is really pushing the shirtless.
Does not happen.
All right. I will tell you what. I will be standing off to the side, and I will be ripping my shirt off the entire time.
Perfect.
And the flip book, that is what draws your eye is me going shirtless.
Now, look around
just do
you.
It. Just do
look
it.
At the people around you. Don't take the picture at the same time they do. But don't be the person that waits too late to take the picture.
We gotta find our stage. Where are we gonna be?
The category.
All right, here we go. This whole side, take your shots, and it's like a wave of photographs, okay? Everybody put on your flashes.
You're gonna fuck it up.
I'll be in Irvine and Sacramento.
Here we go.
In between Christmas and New Year's.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is up to you to crowdsource.
And lock your focus.
Everybody got it? Everybody focus up.
Wait, what are we doing? Like a 10?
Hold on, Doug, finish your plugs.
That was it.
Okay, ready? All right, watch the Pete Holmes show. Yeah, let's do a 10 count. Silicon Valley coming out in March. Also Transformers 4 and Search Party. Please see Search Party. All right, and Bert Kreischer. Yeah, New Year's Eve. All right, here we go. Ready?
Watch Sam Levine and do no harm. Good luck.
10. Not you went too early. 10. 9. 8. 7.
Wait.
It didn't work. It seems like you guys took pictures too late.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you, TJ Miller, Bert Kreischer, Pete Holmes.
Sam the Man Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine.
Thank you, everybody.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, Sam.
The category is
We'll see the rest of you guys next year.
Identity shirts.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks, Pete.
Looks kind of like a
That was good.
Here.
That was really good. Thanks, you guys. Thank you, TJ.
Sorry, everybody.
As always. Oh, as always, Pasternak is a shithead. I didn't even get a laugh from the person who suggested it. Dead actors are shithead. Yeah, fuck them for being dead. Dumb dead actors. And most importantly, heart disease is a shithead.
Now it's time for such a wonderful hockey. Eyes of gold is you and prowess makes him hockey. There's no room in his heart for you, cause the